The raptor looked down in surprise at this new gift. It bent over and sniffed the glowing egg. It rolled the egg with its snout along the floor for a moment, and ignored it. The velociraptor stood upright again and slowly moved on, continuing to search. It wasn't working. Grant reached for a third egg and injected it with a fresh syringe. He held the glowing egg in his hands and rolled it again. But he rolled this one fast, like a bowling ball. The egg rattled across the floor loudly. One of the animals heard the sound, ducked down, saw it coming, and instinctively chased the moving object, gliding swiftly among the tables to intercept the egg as it rolled. The big jaws snapped down and bit into it, crushing the shell. The raptor stood, pale albumin dripping from its jaws. It licked its lips noisily and snorted. It bit again and lapped the egg from the floor. But it didn't seem to be in the least distressed. It bent over to eat again from the broken egg. Grant looked down to see what would happen. From across the room, the raptor saw him. It was looking right at him. The velociraptor snarled menacingly. It moved toward Grant, crossing the room in long, incredibly swift strides. Grant was shocked to see it happening and froze in panic, when suddenly the animal made a gasping, gurgling sound, and the big body pitched forward onto the ground. The heavy tail thumped the floor in spasms. The raptor continued to make choking sounds, punctuated by intermittent loud shrieks. Foam bubbled from its mouth. The head flopped back and forth, the tail slammed and thumped. That's one, Grant thought. But it wasn't dying very fast, it seemed to take forever to die. Grant reached up for another egg, and saw that the other raptors in the room were frozen in mid-action. They listened to the sound of the dying animal. One cocked its head, then another, and another. The first animal moved to look at the fallen raptor. The dying raptor was now twitching, the whole body shaking on the floor. It made pitiful moans. So much foam bubbled from its mouth that Grant could hardly see the head anymore. It flopped on the floor and moaned again. The second raptor bent over the fallen animal, examining it. It appeared to be puzzled by these death throes. Cautiously, it looked at the foaming head, then moved down to the twitching neck, the heaving ribs, the legs, and it took a bite from the hind leg. The dying animal snarled and suddenly lifted its head and twisted, sinking its teeth into the neck of its attacker. That's two, Grant thought. But the standing animal wrenched free. Blood flowed from its neck. It struck out with its hind claws, and with a single swift movement, ripped open the belly of the fallen animal. Coils of intestine fell out like fat snakes. The screams of the dying raptor filled the room. The attacker turned away as if fighting was suddenly too much trouble. It crossed the room, ducked down, and came up with a glowing egg. Grant watched as the raptor bit into it, the glowing material dripping down its chin. That makes two. The second raptor was stricken almost instantly, coughing and pitching forward. As it fell, it knocked over a table. Dozens of eggs rolled everywhere across the floor. Grant looked at them in dismay. There was still a third raptor left. Grant had one more syringe. With so many eggs rolling on the floor, he would have to do something else. He was trying to decide what to do when the last animal snorted irritably. Grant looked up. The raptor had spotted him. The final raptor did not move for a long time. It just stared. And then it slowly, quietly came forward, stalking him.